Alrighty, I'll keep an eye on the chat. Welcome, welcome, hi! Alrighty, so we are going to be doing the foundations of holding poses. We're gonna take it from an Iyengar Hatha Yoga perspective, not strictly, but mostly how you pass through Tadasana, you pass through Dandasana. And this class is all about the nuances, right? So it's for all levels. So I'll still introduce more advanced opportunities. If you've been coming, you know that's true. But it's also perfect for beginners too. All right, lovelies, we're gonna begin seated. Let's ground our energy. Good luck with Bella. She's getting confidence. And thank you and welcome to class today. My name is Bree Morena de Santos. I'm so happy to see all of you. Lots of teachers in the room always. And those who are not teachers yet, right? Because the more you practice yoga, the more you teach people to be amazing in your regular life. Isn't that the truth? Take a moment and just feel your sit bones sitting against the earth here. Allow your weight to get really heavy and draw itself all the way down. Feel free to take puppy breaks if that floats your boat. Makes me happy. And maybe drawing your shoulders up and floating them down. Yes. Take a moment and just notice what this feels like in your body. And once you feel grounded, yogis, invite the breath to your practice. Remembering some of the principles from the other foundations classes where we get grounded first, we feel the pose in the body second, we invite the breath, and then we settle into all three. And if you like, you can activate Ujjayi breath, right, which is more of a vinyasa flavor, or you can activate maybe Sitali breath, sort of sucking through a straw, cooling down the body. Or any other gentle awareness of just breath work is fine as well. And just feeling the breath moving through your body. If you like, you can take a mudra of choice, maybe the palms face up or face down. Maybe the hands come to heart center, Anjali pose, or even to the heart space. Whatever feels good here, we're gonna set our sankalpa, our intention, for our practice beyond today, right? A lifetime of practicing yoga. What is your why? Why yoga? Keep inviting that into your mind, body connection. We're going to fill in all of those wonderful thoughts and dedications that came to mind with a deep inhalation. Open the mouth and let it go. We're going to inhale the hands up to the sky. Exhale, heart center. Press the palms together. Feel that energetic connection. Reverse the palms back up. Take the eye gazes with you. Interlace the fingers, flip the palms up and invite a nice, delicious stretch. And release. We're gonna take that left hand. We're gonna bring it over to the right side, just finding that left ear, or excuse me, left, right ear. And then draw that left ear down to the shoulder. We're gonna create some opposition with the right hand. Maybe just pressing the palms toward the earth. Inviting that shoulder to come down a little bit further, inviting that stretch through the side of the neck, nice and gentle. Keeping the breath activated. And then float the hand over, take it on the opposite side. Once you draw that ear down towards shoulder, then find the opposition in the left hand, left arm, left shoulder. Feeling that stretch. from left ear to left shoulder on this side of the body. And then exhale, let it go, yogis. We're gonna bring our hands on top of our knees and we're just gonna move the body intuitively. Release whatever needs to be let go of here. When you're ready, you can switch directions. And then we're gonna come back center. We're gonna just sort of walk our fingertips towards the top of our mat and release our neck, set our chin into chest, and maybe shake your head from side to side. Last week we did the foundations of flow. And the idea was we were moving our body with grace, right? Not trying to rush and clunk through poses. So kind of keeping that in mind, we still want to activate that awareness in the body as we walk our hands back up toward us. Let's walk them behind us. And let's just take a moment, draw our shoulders behind us, lift our nose to the sky, and just invite a gentle stretch through the front part of the body here. Almost feeling like your sits bones are lifting up off of the mat that was guarding the door. And then we're gonna slowly bring it back. We're gonna take the right hand to the left knee and we're gonna twist toward the side. Come here, Bean. Okay. And then you're gonna exhale, take it to the other side. Oh, someone's coming across. It's Abby. Come on in. Hey, you're not at home. You're fine. Exhale, bring it back center. Inhale, hands up overhead. Exhale, hands to heart center. And take a moment. Yes. Find your breath. Welcome, Abby. They're gonna come and go. We're gonna slowly make our way onto all four, yogis. Take your time arriving. Let's just find some gentle cat-cows. We're gonna start with our hands right under shoulders. Spread your palms, your fingers pressing into the earth. Inhale your nose up. Let your belly get full. Feel that stretch through your belly. And then exhale, tuck your chin round your spine. And continue at your own pace. I will invite you, after you take about 4 or 5 rounds, to neutralize back to tabletop and reverse your breath pattern. So instead of a happy cow smelling the roses, it'd be a fraidy cat smelling the roses. So just reverse it when you're ready. I'm gonna talk to you a bit as you're breathing through this pose. Iyengar teaches us what was considered to be, quote unquote, the perfect alignment of the pose, right? The idea was that we were taking all of the energies and trying to balance them by finding alignment. Now, that doesn't always work with modern bodies, female bodies in particular, but there's still some structure there, some foundation there. The idea is that in vinyasa, we move quickly through the poses, right? Matching movement to breath. In hatha yoga, we sort of slow that down. We pause in between. We transition through tadasana, right? Mountain pose or dandasana, depending on where we're at. This can also translate to plank pose or other variations that kind of hold that structure, yes? And that's what we're gonna explore in today's foundations class. All right, yogis, we're gonna slowly begin to tuck those toes beneath us, lift our tail, float it to the sky, find some movement in the body, and then find stillness in the body. Remembering from the inversions class that the eye gazes do not have to be below the heart. You can lift them up toward the top of your mat if you like. You can also have a gentle bend in the knees. I'm referencing the classes that have taken place over the last few weeks, but they will rotate back throughout this year. So we will go through my complete categorical lineup, and then I will rinse and repeat it again, probably adding and subtracting things as I go along, yes? We're gonna slowly walk those toes to meet the hands. We're gonna bend the knees and slowly rise. Let your head arrive last. Inhale the hands towards the sky. If you like, the nose can follow as you exhale to your heart center. Find traditional Tadasana. Maybe drawing your hands down in that upside down V. Fingers can be closed by your side or spread wide, palms facing forward. Whatever energetic messaging you wish to invite to your body here. Take a moment and find connection in mountain pose. This pose should feel very important to your structure of your stance. Memorizing how your body feels here, releasing the glutes, releasing through the knees, no hyperextending. And every standing pose follows this formula. So if we went into something else today, we should still feel this gentle structure of the body. When you're ready, yogis, inhale your hands up. We're gonna take a gentle heart opener. So just release the body a bit, open up the heart. Yes, inhale up. We're gonna take a nice slow swan dive. And let's half lift, neutralizing our spine. We're gonna bend our knees, we're gonna step in plank, and we're gonna push into downward facing dog. Pedal it out. We are not going to pass through vinyasa flow today. So no chaturanga, up dog variations. We're gonna inhale our right foot into the sky and draw it in between the thumbs. We're gonna bring that back foot 90 degrees down. Take a look behind you. Just check in with your body here. The heels don't have to line up. The front heel can line up with the ball of your foot if that is better. You can also have a slight bend or different posture as it pertains to where your ankle placement is. Take your eyes to the front foot and feel that pressing into that front foot. I'm gonna bring us into this a little bit different. We're gonna slowly hover our fingers off of the mat. We're gonna bring them to heart center and we're gonna slowly rise. So instead of helicoptering up, we're gonna bring our heart center here. And now, if you like, you can lengthen that front leg and re-ground, re-guide yourself, right? Trying to get into the pose. Hands are gonna go up to the sky, and then we're gonna open them up nice and calmly. Flip the palms up, release those shoulders, and then flip them back. Feel what it feels like when your fingers are glued together and when they're separate, and just pick your position, right? Kind of activating Hasta Bandha, so root lock energy of the hands. You can sink into this as much as you like. You can stay nice and high on that thigh, activating whichever centers of the body makes most sense for your practice today. Yep, we're gonna reverse it. And we're gonna release that shoulder out of the body. Make sure you're still grounded here. At any time, anything above the waist can make a new transition. We want the below the waist to be nice and grounded, like tree trunks. The wind can be blowing the limbs around, right? The leaves of the limbs. So if this becomes too intense, make a change from waist up. And breathe. Yes. The longer we hold the pose, the more activation the body and the muscles are getting, right? We also get to really feel the pose in our body. We're not moving through it quickly. So we can really activate the somatic release through breath work here and calm the nervous system. You're gonna slowly move through your warrior. You're gonna pause here, find your breath. Yes, you can realign, relengthen, regroup, reground. And then find a side angle. Let's go ahead and support ourselves. Let's skip the bind on this one, right? And let's just figure out what we want to do with that top arm. We can rest it on our lower back. We can release that shoulder overhead or just float it toward the sky. Again, once you figure out what you want the limbs to do, see if you can really keep yourself grounded everywhere else. Breathe. Now, hatha in Sanskrit means sun and moon, but actually in the discipline of asana, it doesn't translate. So try not to make that connection, right? It's really just a series of ways of holding the poses. It's creating an energetic balance in the body, in the mind. And I joke, I made a joke that was shared with me, it's not my joke, that what was stirred up through vinyasa flow is being corrected through Iyengar hatha yoga. I don't think that's true per se, but that's sort of the idea. And we're gonna slowly come out of this. Take your eyes forward. You're already probably noticing how challenging this can be. Lengthen that front leg. We're gonna focus on that back hip kind of reaching back behind us. As that hip opens up, that front hand's gonna slowly reach forward. So no go-go gadget arm, right? We're gonna use the hip to release that arm. And then you can come down into Trikonasana, triangle pose. This is an advanced posture, so bend a knee if you need to. Utilize your blocks. We did a props is our best friend class, right? And I love how Tiff always advances her practice with her blocks. Your block can support you here. You can also decide what you wanna do with this pose once you're in it, right? So once you're really grounded, waist down, you can decide, well, do I want my heart to lift through a twist? Do I want my heart to lower through a lowering twist? Do I want to, what do I want to invite into the practice here? Now, we went into some pretty intense postures right away, didn't we? Finding our breath here, so really inviting the breath to help us lubricate the joints. Take your eyes to the earth, ground your energy, press through that front foot, right? This isn't supposed to be a balance challenge mentally, just physically. Let that back hip sort of just swerve all the way through your midline coming forward as you draw your Trikonasana reverse, right? So reversing your triangle. And see if you can settle into the pose. This is a SI joint releaser, which could be a pro and a con, depending on how your body feels in the pose. We want to utilize the breath to relax us into the pose. This is where the breath is really supposed to do its magic. So if your brain and body are competing over if this feels good, let your breath try to guide the conversation. Your breath just becomes so loud and intense through the body that the mind and body have no choice but to release and relax. Yeah, that's right. One more round here. And then slowly pass it through, bend that front knee. And we're going to come out of this nice and gently. Let's bring our hands back to heart center. Let's pivot that back foot, see if we can find a crescent variation, right? So coming on that back toe, that's right. This is a balance challenge in that sense. We're gonna slowly draw our hands to the mat, step into a plank, push into downward facing dog. Feel free to add some movement to release any tension and then find a static pose variation. Start to evaluate when you go into your down dog if you feel up to it, right? If you're in a meditative state, honor that. But it is a good midline point to ask yourself what came up for you. Now, one of the things we want to kind of articulate when we're doing hatha yoga, when we're focusing on holding the poses a little bit longer, we don't want to do a long stream on one side. We can get away with that in vinyasa. There's a lot of undulation and movement in the body. We're also not really activating the muscles in the same capacity. when we're doing more of a holding the pose variation, we want to mix it up and find that Tadasana when we can. So instead of doing like five different poses on one side of the body, we do a couple, we find a midpoint, we give kisses to puppies. From down dog, we're going to walk our toes and meet our hands. We're going to slowly rise. Feel free to take a heart opener, maybe a deeper back bend will enter into your practice here. Honor what feels best. Yes. We're going to come back through Tadasana Mountain Pose. This time you can take any variation with your arms. Check in with your body. You can check in from root to rise, from top to bottom, whatever makes sense for you when it comes to this part of the practice. Reground, regroup, reconnect. Invite the breath back. Check in with your sankalpa, your intention, your dedication, personal mantra. And when you are ready, we're going to inhale our hands back toward the sky like the sun is rising. Exhale and slowly swan dive. Neutralize your spine with a half lift, yogis. Bend the knees. We will step into a plank, find a gentle strength movement, push back to down dog. Opposite leg into the sky. Draw it in between the thumbs. Drop that back to 90 degrees. Take a moment. Check in with your body. Ground your energy first. You know you're lifting up and inviting balance challenges into your space. Hands will slowly hover over the mat. You're going to feel that activation in that quad. Hands are going to come to the heart. Slowly draw up and then twist toward the side of your mat. Take a moment. Inhale your hands up. Exhale them out. Draw your eye gazes forward, looking for the fingers. Palms up, release the shoulders, palms back, and decide what you want those fingers to do. Glue, separate. Anytime we're in warrior, we want to kind of check in with that back arm, make sure it's still floating, right? Sometimes it likes to make memes. That's New Mexico talk for go to sleep. Let's gently reverse our warrior. Any variation of choice, feel free to ground the lower part of your body like tree stumps, tree trunks, I mean. And then the upper part of your body can make new movements whenever you need to kind of make some adjustments and refinements. Once you ground, invite the breath back to your practice. Again, you can engage in Ujjayi breathing, which is a little bit more vinyasa, right? Can invite Sitali, right? Sucking through a straw, cooling the body while you are already creating such fire and heat within by holding the poses, activating all those muscles. And just breathe. Breathing to the pitter patters. Seeing if you have a few more rounds of breath in you. Yeah. We're gonna slowly press to the bottoms of our feet. Find our warrior. We're not in a hurry, remember. You can lengthen that front leg, make any micro adjustments that are needed here. And then we're gonna find a nice supported side angle. No bind. Do whatever you want once you settle with that top arm. We are looking for homeostasis, equilibrium in the body here, balance and connection. So once you settle into the pose, The mind might start to wonder, might start to feel some aches and pains, as long as it's nothing that you should release out of. Invite the breath to handle it for you. Checking in through the lines that you're making with your body. Not that they're incorrect, not that you should be making anything in particular, but just feeling it, feeling the shape that your body's making. Allow that arm that's resting atop of your thigh to really guide and support you. Don't try to lift out of it. Try to draw your weight down. Ground your weight. One more round of breath. Eyes to the earth. We're going to slowly rise, passing through. Lengthen that front leg. Let's draw awareness to that back hip and let that back hip move toward the back of the mat, noticing that the flexion of that front arm just going to reach forward. You can slowly start to guide it down toward the earth. Blocks, rest the top of the leg, or you can keep that hand floating. Now, floating that hand is a little bit more vinyasa too. Usually when we're practicing hatha yoga with the Iyengar intention, there's a lot of props, there's a lot of connecting to the earth, there's a lot of wanting to feel your body. Whereas in vinyasa, it's like there's this feeling of wanting to rise up, float up energetically. The best of both worlds is that vinyasa hatha mix, right? Which is what you find here at the studio. The classes have a bit of everything. And just check in with your body. This is a lot. This is a very sort of dogmatic practice in a lot of ways because it is so challenging. The idea that holding your body in these poses, these postures, these asanas, prepares you for meditation. And vinyasa truly is a bit of a gymnastics variation, right? The Germans really did influence that discipline when the yogis were over there. A few more rounds of breath here. Eyes to the earth, press through that front foot and rise. You're gonna feel that hip slowly start to shift its energy to the front hip as you reverse. Remember, these are really, really advanced postures in and of themselves as it pertains to what it's inviting your body to do. So please feel free to bend a knee or two. You can restructure this pose. Doesn't have to be traditional Trikonasana. Try to relax every part of your body, ground your energy, invite the breath back, and see how you do. A couple of things to note as you're practicing this variation today. It does matter what time of day it is, how tired you are, right? What you've eaten before. It is a different vibe. One more round of breath, lovelies. We're gonna slowly come back to warrior. Bring the hands to your heart. And as you start to take that balance challenge, you're gonna pivot everything forward, crescent lunge variation, hands come to the mat, step to a plank. That's right, push the down dog. And then we're gonna walk the toes to meet the hands. Remember, at a resting pose, of course, you can always take a peaceful warrior child's pose variation, but our resting pose will be Tadasana. Head will rise last. Inhale, hands up. Option to take a deep back bend or a nice gentle heart opener before making your way to mountain. Again, you do not have to take traditional. You can do whatever you want with your hands. Eyes can become soft if that feels good. Try not to be so serious in your body here, right? So maybe inviting a smile to your face. I know it feels so yoga. So much honor here. I can feel it in the space. Checking in when you're here. This is sort of a resting pose, right? Checking in with what came up for you. One thing is for sure, you will notice what's happening in your body if you brought some ailments or you have some old lingering injury or just some little clicky hip or something. It'll show up in Hatha. We're gonna inhale the hands up. Exhale, fold forward. We're gonna hang out in a forward fold is an inversion. Use your blocks and keep yourself more tabletop spine if you do not wanna be in an inverted position. Your head does not have to come below your heart here. We're going to invite breath work here. If you need to undulate at all, releasing any tension in your body, honor that. You can grab opposite elbows. You can come up on tippy toes. You can bend opposite knees. We still want to adapt the practice to our bodies every chance we get, yes? Mm-hmm. Wonderful. A few more rounds of breath here, honoring the pose. Noticing that the difference really too when we're holding the poses is we're not trying to pass through. So a lot of times we use a lot of transitions in yoga to pass through, get to another pose. We're really not passing through, right? Like the pose is the pose. Everything's a pose. And then from this forward fold, let's bend our knees. Let's step into a plank. I will invite us to hold a gentle plank. You can always drop a knee. You can alternate knees. You can drop both knees. There is no rules here. Again, plank pose is a pose. We will not lower into chaturanga. It will just live in plank. We will eventually take a forearm variation, right? Few more rounds are going to be here for you. And then together, if not already, drop both knees, flatten your feet. Tail to heel, let's go ahead and find a peaceful variation of Balasana, child's pose. Relax into the pose. Try not to make it a static pose right here. Let's actually invite rest. And then we'll turn it into a more dynamic variation. Few more rounds of breath. You're gonna gently, slowly, but surely find your way into a tabletop. And from tabletop, shift your weight into that left hand. Let that right hand come to the sky. Stick that right hip out. Let's get a little flexion here. And then we're gonna thread it under and rest the top of that shoulder. You can use that left hand to guide you as far and deep into the pose as you wish to go. Maybe that hand reaches to the top of the mat. Maybe it comes through the sky. Maybe it comes and wraps around you. The intention is the shoulder opener here, not a balance challenge. Once you're in the pose and you feel grounded, invite your breath work back with intention. Few more rounds of breath. Here. And let's use that left hand to press us back up and off of that right shoulder. And then do whatever intuitively needs to happen here to release any energy that's stirred up in that space of your body. Move things around. Inviting some movement into your body. She likes kissing Sue. You can tell her no if you like. She won't listen, but. And then we're gonna come back to a gentle tabletop. Make sure your hands are placed under your shoulders and then slowly draw the opposite hand towards the sky. Feel that hip, enjoy that moment, right? We're not trying to get out of the pose. And then slowly thread it under and through and take a chill pill here. No, Bella. No one wants your babas. Beware of your water bottles. Once you've invited the pose into your body, get back connected to the breath work of choice here, just breath awareness. Doesn't have to be a pranayama practice. Noticing your breath. Mm-hmm. When you're holding poses longer, it gives you an opportunity to decide if you can go into a meditative state. Of course, I'm talking, so you're not in one. Or you can focus on what your body's feeling in the pose. And you can inform your practice by deciding, well, you know what? I like it when my arm is like this, or when I do this with my neck, you know? It's a great time to check in with your body and not try to hold something that's not intuitively healthy for you. One more round of breath here, and then we're gonna guide ourselves out of the pose on an exhalation. And then again, move your body intuitively. Let it go. Now, we're used to going into balancing poses and holding those poses, right? That's something we're already really familiar with. It's the poses that we try to transition through and out of quickly that make it a little bit more challenging. We're gonna come back to tabletop, and we're gonna do our first balancing pose with intention. We're gonna shift our weight into our left hand, right hand forward. Eyes can follow or not. They can stay grounded toward the earth for more of a grounding effect. We can slide that left foot behind us, take a moment, acknowledge where you're at in time and space, and then slowly begin to draw yourself into the pose as both limbs are reaching in opposite directions, pressing the earth away from you. Once you feel grounded, invite the breath back. See if it takes you out of your grounding. You can make any adjustments you need to. Uh-oh, you're getting the zoomies. Remember that top hand can come down, that back foot can touch the earth. You do not have to hold the pose longer than you need to. You're still holding the pose more or less, right? You're not trying to get out of it. You're trying to get into it. So into it could look a little bit different for each of us. Yeah, loving the variations. Okay. Coming out of her shell. One more round of breath if you have it in you. And then slowly come down. Let's release any tension that might have stirred up in the body. We're gonna eventually make our way into down dog. She's like loving Sue. From down dog, we're going to find Tadasana. So you're going to pass through a forward fold, half lift. And if you like, we can reverse sweep up here, take a heart opener or back bend. And then find mountain. Sue, you're her playmate. Oh my goodness. Woo! So as you're noticing, we're using Tadasana to pass through the pose. Glad you're in a good mood. And when we're ready, inhale, rise. Exhale, hands to our heart. Let's take the hands all the way to the earth into a forward fold. We're going to half lift, yogis. We're going to feel everything we're doing. We're not trying to pass through fast. We're trying to guide ourselves through. Finding a plank. And then we're going to drop the opposite knee. Shifting our weight into the right hand, left hand forward. Right foot can follow. Take a moment, get yourself grounded. This should be the opposite, yes? Okay, wonderful. No, I never know. So check in with yourself. It might take you a while to get grounded here, right? This is kind of the beauty of holding poses. It may take several breaths to say, you know what? I don't want my leg to float. Once you decide what you want to do, invite the breath work in, make it a meditative moment, if you can manage it. Okay. I'll give us a little bit of AC. It feels just as hot as it does when you're doing a flow. And it's actually not that warm in here, according to the temp. So it's all that breath work, all that intention. Yes. Beautiful work, yogis. Remember, you can always bring that cooling breath into your body, pretending you're sucking through a straw. Might not feel good to totally focus on ujjayi breath for some of us. Might only make you feel more uncomfortable in the pose. And when in doubt, just have breath awareness, right? You don't even have to invite pranayama practice into hatha yoga. Breath awareness is fine. Pranayama, ujjayi breathing, and other variations of breath work and vinyasa flow are so important. Is we don't want to just be doing gymnastics, right? We don't want to just be moving through the poses, muscling into poses, holding our breath to suit our body. We have to have that intentional breath work. If you have it in you, one more round. Yes. And then take your time slowly coming out of this, release any tension that's stirred up in your body, noticing how we've only done a few rounds of poses and how the body is so intense. Kind of keeps us reminded that this is challenging. Release any tension that's happening in your wrist. I see a lot's going on there. Also goes to show how much you were really grounding your energy. It can also show what's happening in your life too, right? We feel really heavy right now versus feeling light and lifted. We have a lot on our mind. It might really ground and get heavy toward the earth. You can take one of Tiff's chakra balancing classes. We're hoping she's going to do some cool series or something coming up to be announced. Stay tuned. All right. I'm going to check in on our Zoomies, make sure nothing's happening. Good, good. Okay. Excellent. When you're ready, yogis, we're going to slowly press back into a peaceful, relaxing pose of choice here. Nice, maybe wide-legged balasana or not. We're going to do two more poses before we find ourselves seated and then into a supine position. So we're going to slowly start to roll up out of this. We're going to sit on our heels. We're going to come up on our knees. You can fold your mat or bring a blanket under. Traditionally, you would use a lot of props, right? Because you are wanting to protect the joints. We're going to draw our shoulders into our ears. Actually, let's get us into the food airplane. Shoulders into our ears and float them behind us. Now draw your hands behind you just so, grab your neighbor. Feel your palms pressing into your lower back, supporting you as if it's a wall. And then leaning into your palms. That's all you're doing is leaning back. Lean back. Okay, I had to. If anybody knows that song. And you can keep your hands here supported. You can tuck your chin into chest. You can start to allow your throat chakra to open up here if that feels okay with your neck. And you can take this further. Blocks can be supporting your endeavors, right? Or your hands can come to your ankles. Most importantly, we don't want to create a compression through the spine. So I'm going to come around and check out your spine. As a yoga teacher, it's really awesome to teach poses that are held because you can really observe the body. And you don't have to demo the poses outside of the first few seconds. So it gives you a really beautiful opportunity to work with your students. And it gives your students an opportunity to feel what they're feeling. Feel the feels. One more round of breath if you have it in you. And we're going to do a nice counter pose to come out of this. You can tuck your chin into chest. You can start to round the spine. Your hands will start to guide themselves down as we find a gentle egg pose variation. This is a deep inversion. Your head is way below heart. Crown of your head can touch the earth or a block. And you're looking for the rounding of the spine. So invite that. So you're looking for that mad cat back. Even just bringing that into your awareness will kind of create that for you. Yep, you're just coming all the way down. Oh, they'll just start to kind of fold. Yeah, they don't know where to go. Obviously, if we were taking this into an advanced practice, this would be a great headstand, right? Just to point that out. But this is that inverted variation of. Round the spine, invite the rounding of the spine. We're going to slowly come up and out of this. We can shift into hero pose for those of you who want to, right? So bringing your tail in between your legs. This is advanced pose on the knees. So if you don't have this in your practice today, don't bring it today. We can stay on. We can even sit on a block or a blanket. Or you can just draw your shoulders and then interlace. I like to interlace my index fingers and just relax here like I'm sunbathing, maybe tucking my chin into chest and getting a stretch to the back of the neck. So we're just getting a gentle spinal flexion. More near the cervical spine for some of us, and then some of us are just going into full neutralization and make any adjustments you see fit. Yes. Remember, in yoga, your knees and your neck dictate your practice 100% of the time. 100% of the time. The pose will meet you where you're at. Period, the end, right? We don't even argue with that. We're going to slowly make our way out of the poses of choice. We're not going to do a push through, right? We're not going to take that vinyasa variation. right? We're just going to swivel and swing, and we're going to find Dandasana, right? So the seated mountain pose. Now, this is a very intense pose. You might feel it in your lumbar spine. So imagine, I'm just going to use this as an example. You don't have to follow suit because we're not going to hang out here. So imagine your feet are up against that wall, right? Toes towards your nose, maybe releasing some delicious flesh, feeling that root ground. Do a little internal rotation. So instead of splaying out, we're doing a little internal rotation. Let's inhale our hands up just so we can feel that lengthening. Exhale, hands to heart. And then we're going to release those hands by our side. They're just going to float down and let gravity take its course. Shoulders can kind of relax. You can check in and see where you want them to place themselves. You're going to feel immediately how intense this pose can be. If and when this becomes too much, a block under the knees, okay? We're going to keep that flexion in the toes toward the nose, but this is intense. So see how long you can manage the pose with the breath. Come out of it, bend those knees when you need to. Notice any micro adjustments that might get you a little bit more comfy in the pose. Maybe the shoulders can do something a little bit different. In the tradition of the pose, the nose is sort of guided forward, or Drishti's off the tip of the nose, right? But you can tuck your chin a little bit more. You can lift your nose a little higher. Can kind of check in. Maybe your hands need to come out a little bit wider for a little bit more support. Maybe tinting your fingers up. You know, check in. We want to take that beauty of Light on Yoga, right? That Iyengar discipline. But we want to adapt it to our body. We're not teenage East Indian boys. Unless you are. I'm not. So I want to adapt. I want to feel like, well, what does my body need? One more round of breath, lovelies. Yes. And then exhale, relax. Take an inhale, hands up. We're going to exhale, fold forward. Again, a bend in the knees, block under the knees if you like, because we're going to hang out in the pose a little bit. So I'm wondering if you're noticing some gentle connections to Yin yoga once we enter into the seated variations. Now, yin yoga is from a different discipline, right? It uses the meridians as energetic centers. But the idea is really holding these intense poses in the body, letting every exhale get you deeper into the pose. So it's really beautiful how all of these concepts can kind of come together. One more round of breath, and we're going to slowly roll up and out of this inch by inch, little by little. We're going to come down on one forearm at a time, and then release onto our back. Take our hands overhead, and let's just stretch the body nicely. I'm going to give you yogi's choice. Don't choose shoulder stand, upward bows, anything like that. You can choose a nice gentle bridge, happy baby, figure four on each side. You can do some movement like windshield wipers or just some gentle stretches, but no advanced postures on this one, okay? Partly because we were holding poses, we weren't moving the fluid through the body, so we don't want those intense spinal flexions here. Some gentle twists and turns are always welcome, yes? So take a few moments, probably 10 rounds of breath, going through your gentle closing series. And so next time you're holding poses, you know, check in with your body. Let your weight get heavy. Let yourself get grounded. It's kind of rare that there's classes that are specifically hatha disciplined. because students really love the flow. They like to go with the flow. But when you do find yourself holding those poses, you'll kind of be able to be mindful about it, especially during the Warrior series. And any standing balances. You can also see how this can be adapted to chair yoga, right? How you can utilize chairs and walls to help support you in the pose. Okay, lady. Oh, okay, so you're playing with Tina. She's definitely living her best life now. Take a few more rounds of breath here, yogis. And we're going to enter into a nice shavasana. We have 4 minutes before the class ends. I'm going to grab this little monster. Start to allow yourself to settle into your final resting pose of choice. Doesn't have to be shavasana, by the way. You can lay on your side. You can bend at the knees. You can do new things with your arms. You can even come on your belly and rest. Adjust that. Slowly allow your breath to activate your body, inviting some deeper inhalation and long extended exhale. Feel the calmness in your body. Feel the connection to your mind. We will end class in this final posture. Take as much time as you need to relax, regroup, and come out of it. In peace we shall go. Namaste. Please take your time. Nice traditional way to end class in Shavasana. Thank you, yogis, for being here. Thank you for being so kind to our fur yogi. Can... she probably would. Yes, she did. She did, yeah. She's like, why are you guys down at my level? She's all, this is cool. If you're part of the 300 hour, there's no class today. Next week, Saturday, 200 hour, yes, today. And let me check in with the Zoomies. Oh, yes, Molly, she will be here. All right, I'm going to close out Zoom and reignite it again for 12:30. Hugs and kisses, everyone. Mwah, 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 mwah. Bella will be here. She did good, so she will be invited back. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to Yoga Podcast created in 2018. Did you know that you can listen to hundreds of free audio yoga classes dedicated to meditation, mindfulness practices, and of course, asana, as well as tons of amazing information for your personal and sacred practice on and off of the mat? Check out today's show notes for a link to my website, lovebreezybreeyoga.com. You will also find a link to iloveyogatherapy.org, a new online resource center for yoga therapy and somatic healing practices and techniques. You will find a ton of information, videos and articles and case studies if you are interested in learning more about yoga therapy and Ayurvedic practices. Thank you so much for listening. Go in peace. Namaste. Thank you.